Thank you so much, guys. Great to be back. I had some suggestions for topics. I decided to hold them off for another week or two because as I was looking through the Parsha, it dawned upon me a good connection to the halachas of Birchas Kohanim, which is the idea of taking off shoes before performing Birchas Kohanim. And that, of course, connects to this week's Parsha, as we'll see. So I want to speak a little bit about halacha and something a little bit more deep about the concept of shoes and taking off shoes in general in other areas of halacha in life. So we first start with a Shulchan Aruch in the Siman we've been learning, Siman Kuf Chaf Chesin, number one here. The din is a very straightforward din we're all aware of. Lo yalu akanim leduchen bimin alayim. The Kohanim do not go to the duchen, they don't go to the platform to perform the bracha of Birchas Kohanim with shoes on. They have to take off their shoes. What's the reason? So you may or may not know the reasons, but there are two different reasons suggested by the Gemara. So the Gemara in Sota Daf Mem Amin Aleph, the Gemara says, number two, Rabban Amri Mehacha, from the following is the idea of not wearing shoes when doing Birchas Kohanim, De'ina Kohanim Rishoyin Lalos B'Sandalein Loduchen. The Kohanim are not allowed to wear shoes when going on the platform. Vizehu achas miteisha takanos. This is one of the nine takanos shehiskin Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. We know there are a series of takanos. The Gemara is in Mishnayos and Sukkah and Rosh Hashanah reference them. So my time, why did he make such a takana that you shouldn't wear shoes when birchas kohanim? So he says, lab mishum kavadat tzibur. It's not kavadat tzibur. What would be the lack of kavadat tzibur by wearing shoes? So Rashi number three explains that what happens was that they had clothing that was very fit, tailor-made. And, you know, your pants go down to the floor. But when they raise your hands, you do Birchas Kohanim, it causes the pants to ride up a little bit. And then it exposes your shoes or your sandals. So what's the problem with that? Back then, the streets were very muddy. And it was full with all types of filth. So now you're standing on top of the platform in front of the tzibur, and they see your shoes are exposed, and all this dirt, and the mud, the excrement, whatever they step in, it was disgusting. And for that reason, they said, no wearing shoes when climbing the platform to do Birchas Kohanim. That's the first reason from the Gemara. The Gemara then says there's a second reason. Amar Rav Ashi, lo, that's not the reason. It's not because of a lack of kavanat tzibur. Rather, hasam shema nifsaka lo ritzua besandala. What might happen is your shoelace might snap, or it might untie, and you have to fix it. V'hadir azal lemiktere, you're going to bend down and try to tie your shoe. And what's going to happen is, everyone else, all the kohanim are standing up there, their hands are spread out, they're saying the bracha, and you're bending down, busy tying your shoe. They're going to start saying that, why are you not performing the bracha? Amri ben Grusha, or ben Chalutzu, they're going to say, that guy is not really a kohen, he's a fake. His mother must be a grusha or a chalutza, and that's why he's bending down while all the other kohanim are doing birchas kohanim. So either because of the dirty shoes, or because you might come to tie your shoes in the middle. What's a nafkamina? Nafkamina is, let's say you wear shoes that are slip-ons, that don't have any straps or any ties, any shoelaces. So if it's about shoelaces, there's not a chashash. You have no shoelaces that might snap or undo. But if it's about muddy, dirty shoes, that would still be relevant. Another nafkamina would be Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh, we don't have that many muddy streets. Our streets are paved, they're sidewalks, so the shoes don't get that dirty, so that shouldn't be such a concern, but if you have a shoelace, that could still untie Bizman Hazeh, and that would still be a concern. Regardless of the type of shoe, regardless of muddy streets or paved streets, the Mishabura writes that across the board, low plug, a Kohen does not ascend the duchen, does not ascend to the platform to perform the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. So that's the very simple understanding. And then more details, I might want to discuss it next week, a little bit more about the ramifications and the parameters of the taking off shoes, when, what type of shoes, are there any exceptions. But I'm going to focus now particularly on this week's Parsha and the concept of taking off shoes, which might add a deeper understanding of why Kohanim take off shoes when performing Birchas Kohanim. And that's based on the pasuk in number 4 in this week's parasha, Perek Gimel, pasuk Het. Moshe Benu is busy shepherding the tzon, the sheep of his father-in-law Yisrael, and he stumbles upon the sned, the burning bush, as we know. And he hears the sound, he hears the voice, Vayomar, And it says to Vayomer, it says to him, Al tikrav halom, don't come any closer, Moshe Benu. Shal na'alecha mi'araglecha, remove your shoes. Ki amakom asheata omer alav admas kodeshu. Because the ground upon which you stand is kodesh, it's full of kedusha and holiness, it's sanctified, you have to take off your shoes. So why? Why you take off your shoes? Just because you're standing on admas kodesh? So the Mabit, number 5, he's one of the achronim, earliest achronim, he was a contemporary of the Beis Yosef. So the Kir Sefer, the Mabit, comments on the Rambam in Hilchos Beis Bechira. And there he's talking about that you shouldn't wear shoes in the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to see the source in just a second. But he says, L'yira min HaMikdash. One has to have fear from the Beis HaMikdash. D'chsev u'mikdashai tirao, fear my Mikdash. V'lo min HaMikdash atayare. We're not really scared of the Beis HaMikdash itself. That's a building. Ela mimi shetziva al yiraso, from he who commanded us to be fearful. That's a Kavdish Baruch. V'ksev. It says further about the Beis HaMikdash, V'ayo machanecha kadosh, that your camp, the Beis HaMikdash is kadosh, kadsheyu, you need to sanctify, you need to keep it kadosh. Mikan amru, lo yikones adam laharbais b'makela, we'll see that Gemara in its entirety in just a moment. Uksiv shal na'alech meraglech, remove your shoes, ki amokam asheata omeda lav kodesh, mashma, dibamokam kadosh aser likones b'mina. If you are standing in a place that's kadosh, whether it be where the Sne was, where the Shechina was, or whether in the Beis HaMikdash, these are places that are kadosh, you have to take off your shoes, right? If you were to ask me why, because it's a bizayon to wear shoes. We don't step on svarim, we don't step on things that are kadosh. Take off your shoes and be barefoot, because it's makom kadosh. That's the simple understanding why Moshe Rabbeinu was told to do so. That's the simple understanding why we don't have shoes on in the Beis HaMikdash. If you take a look at the Gemara, which is the source, as how we know you don't wear shoes in the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't really give that impression. It doesn't sound like it's such a bad thing to wear shoes in the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't sound like a bizayon. It doesn't seem disgraceful. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara number 6, Maseches Brachos, Samech Beis, Amr Beis, tells us the Braisa, L'chanes Adam L'har Bais, a person should not climb Har Bais, Lo B'makelu Shebiyado, he shouldn't have his stick, his walking stick, his cane. V'lo b'minalo shebiraglo, he shouldn't wear his shoes on his feet. V'lo b'maos hatsurim lo b'sadino, he shouldn't have a pouch of money, a wallet of money. U'bipundaso mufshel slachorav, or his bag over his back. V'lo yaseno kapanja, a person should not walk through Har Bayis as a shortcut. U'rikiki mekal v'chomer mimino, and one certainly shouldn't spit, learn from a kal v'chomer from not wearing shoes. That's the Braisa. What's the Kal V'chomer? How do we know you shouldn't spit on Har Bayis? So the Gemara says, Ma minal she'ein bo derech bizayon. Wearing a shoe is not really a bizayon. It's not really disgraceful. Yet, Amr Torah, shal na'alecha mi'araglecha. The Torah says, remove your shoes anyways. So Rakika, she derech bizayon, spitting, which is certainly disgraceful, disrespectful, l'kol shekein. Certainly that shouldn't be done in Har Bayis. So I'm going to focus in. The Torah says remove the shoes from your feet based on the pasuk Shal Nalech Meraglecha. This week's parsha is the source. We don't wear shoes in the Makom HaMikdash. But the Gemara does say it's Ein Derech B'Zayon. It's not disgraceful. It's not a bad thing. The Torah says to remove them. Why? What's the reason? Again, if you ask me today, without knowing anything, I tell you, it's inappropriate to wear shoes in the Makom HaMikdash. Shoes are dirty, it's a bizayon. But the Gemara says, it's not a derech bizayon. Rikika, spitting's derech bizayon. We could learn a Kal V'chomer that we don't wear shoes, then you shouldn't spit. But what's the problem with wearing shoes, though, if it's not derech bizayon? So this is a beautiful idea. The Bnei Sashcha has a sefer called Agra de Pirka. Here, number 7. Agra de Pirka says something so fascinating. A really deep idea. The truth is, the Magen of Ram says the same idea on his comments on the Torah, on Chumash. But we'll read the Bnei Sashcha. Harav Maram Chagiz B'Sifro Mishas Chachamim. He quotes from this Sefer, maybe B'Shem Chachmei HaRemez, from the wise thinkers of the world of Sod, secrets and hints and Kabbalah. The Indian Levishas Minolim, wearing shoes, who kedei shlo yiga besaro al hadama, so that we should not touch the ground. Why not? What's wrong with touching the ground? Ki becheta shel ha'adam niskal. When Adam HaRishon sinned, in the beginning of time, there was a curse given not only to Adam, not only to Chava and to the Nachash, but even the ground was cursed. The ground used to be able to produce bread that would come out whole, and instead the ground was cursed that it has to produce grains, and man has to work it. There was a klala on the ground. Al kain, therefore, osin hefsek bein haregel l'adama. And for that reason, we have to make a separation. We have to separate between our body, our feet, and the ground. The ground is cursed. Because of the bavur zef, for this reason, b'makom admas kodesh, however, where there are certain locations in the world, where they're full of kedusha, sheyotza ha'adam mechal arur l'chal baruch, where the ground was zoche to be elevated from cursed to blessed, such as a place for the base of Mikdash, such as a Har Bayis, such as a shul perhaps, yesh leilech yachif, there's reason to walk barefoot. Vizel shel na'alecha. That's what it means in the Parsha. Moshe, remove your shoes. You have an opportunity here to press your feet directly in the ground because of hamakom hazeh advas kodeshu. The rest of the world is full of klala, full of arur, full of curse. Make sure you don't touch it. You want to separate from it. But when you're zocha to be in a place like Admas Kodesh, says the Agri the Pirka, take off your shoes and take it all in. Use the opportunity for Kedusha to draw it into your body. So B'nai Saskar adds further. Ubaze matzanu tov tam. We find the beautiful understanding now of the Gemara in Shabbos daf kuf chav tes amin aleph. The Gemara has an interesting comment. Yimchor adam komashi yeshlo. A person should sell all of his property. V'yikach minolam l'raglif. Better for a person to have shoes than anything else in the world. To sell his clothing, to sell his house, to sell his car, just to have shoes. You know, shoes are important. You know, you want to stay warm, you want to stay protected, but to sell everything for a pair of shoes, says the B'nai Saskar, the chaven shehehefsek hu b'chdei lahafsek b'na klala, since the shoes are there to protect us from curse. We want to avoid curse as much as possible. Al kein yimchor kol ma sheyesh lo v'yikach minol nahafsik. We have to spend a lot of money, all the money, to avoid being cursed, to avoid being in contact with that which is cursed. And that's exactly what we say every single morning. We say a bracha on birchas hashachar. V'zeh shemevarchin al minolim she'asi li kol tzarchi. That we thank Hashem that He did all our need. That's a reference to shoes. What's so important about shoes? Kizeh kol tzrachav. This is all our tzrachav. If we could stay away from klala, we want bracha. Brichas hashachar. We're saying bracha after bracha after bracha. We're trying to connect to Hashem. Who's the source of bracha? So we say, if you give us shoes, we're separate from klala. Lachvos bebracha. We want the bracha. Ulahafta klala. We want to separate from klala. That's the way we start the day off. We put our feet down. Don't touch the ground. Put shoes on. I know it's a deep idea. We can understand Tov Tam B'Yom HaKadosh Yom HaKippur. We know that there's a din that we don't wear shoes Yom Kippur Ne'esar B'Nilas Mino. We can't wear shoes or leather shoes. What's the reason? Ki Niskad Shehaaretz B'Kedushas Hayom V'Yotetz Az Min HaKlal LeBrachot. Yom Kippur is such a powerful day that not only is the day Kadosh, but the day is able to infuse every part of the world as Kedusha. The Klala turns into Bracha. Then, therefore, we don't wear shoes because now the Zman we live in, the ground we step on, is all Kadosh Yom Kippur. So we take off the shoes to try to connect to the Kedusha of the ground. V'tavin b'yom ha-mikava, the day that we very much hope for, that we look forward to, Yeshua Yom Shenola Ben David, Tisha B'Av, right? The day of Tisha B'Av is a day that Mashiach was hopefully born. If not, he will be born on Tisha B'Av. Nesar b'nias haminal. We don't wear shoes not because of avelus, rather because the kedusha that's embedded in Tisha B'Av. Right? Tisha B'Av is called a moed. We don't say tachanun. It's a very confusing day where it's a day of avelus, the day of atinus, but yet there's kedusha there. Lahoros shayidei Mashiach ben David teite adama miklalas lebracha. We don't wear shoes to highlight the fact we are so trusting in Hashem that we know Mashiach will be born on this day and will bring full Kedusha, full bracha from the land upon which we stand, from his barich, the baretz is barich velke amen. So that's the bracha he gives us. So that's why we normally wear shoes to separate from the Adama, which is normally cursed. But when we encounter days or places that are Kedusha, we dafka take off the shoes to try to draw in the Kedusha. So going further now, let's see how this connects to Birchas Kohanim, and let's see how this connects to our personal lives. There's a Medrash in Shmos Rabbah number 8. On the Pasuk, this week's parasha, Shal na'alecha, remove the shoes. Kol makom she'ashchina nigles, aser benilas hasandal. Wherever the Shechina is revealed, wherever the Shechina is exposed, there's an iser to wear shoes. V'chein b'yeshu, we find Yeshu ben Nun, Shal na'alecha, he also removed the shoes. V'chein kohanim lo shimshu b'mikdash el yachefim. Kohanim also. Since the Makom Mikdash is full of the Shechina, you can't wear shoes there. It's a similar idea of an Advas Kodesh. It's a little bit different. It's talking about whenever the Shechina that's present, we need to try to draw in the Shechina from every angle, every part of our body, from our eyes, from our hands, from our feet. So now that we know that the real cause is the Makom, the Shechina, so we can understand now Birchas Kohanim. The Gemara in Chagiga Daf Tezayin and Aleph tells us an interesting din. Darish Rabbi Yehuda by Rabbi Nachman. Miturgamanei de Reish Lakish, he was the Miturgaman. Reish Lakish, the way it used to work was, many times, the person giving shir wasn't able to amplify his voice, and sometimes they had to translate. So they had a Miturgaman. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nachman, was a Miturgaman of Reish Lakish. He was the helpful in translator, and he has many drashas throughout Shas. So he makes the following point. If a person looks at three things, it causes his eyes to weaken. It causes dimness, perhaps even blindness, to one's eyes. What are the three things? Bekeshes, looking at the rainbow. Benasi, looking at the face of a nasi. Ubekohanim, looking at kohanim. Bekeshes, what's the reason for the keshes? Dichsiv kimare hakeshes asheye ba'anan b'yom hageshem. The moon, rather the rainbow, that is exposed after the clouds and the rainy day, and the sun comes in and all the fractions. Mara demus kvod Hashem. Somehow the rainbow is an image of kavod shemayim. Somehow it's an image of the Shechina. One can look at the Shechina so much, otherwise it causes one to go dim. That's one of the reasons why Yitzchak Avinu lost his eyesight, because when he was bound on top of Har Bais, the Kedis Yitzchak, he looked up in Shemaim, he saw the Shechina. That's one of the explanations. So when one looks at the Shechina directly, it causes dimness. It causes a loss of eyesight. That's why one does not look stare at a rainbow. Benasi, what's wrong with looking at the face of the Nasi? Dichsev nasata mehodcha alav. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu had placed some of his hod, some of his image, the Tzel Melokim, a very high form, a high quality of Tzel Melokim, was placed upon, was bestowed upon the face of the Nasi. So if one stares at Mistakel, doesn't mean to look, it means to stare. One could see. Mistakel, don't look. If one looks, one peers at the face of the Nasi, it's like seeing a form of the Shechina. And Mistakel b'Kohanim, b'zman shebeis ha-mikdash kaim, one who stares at the Kohanim while doing Birchas Kohanim, she'omdim al duchnin, when they would stand on the platform, u'mevarchin is Yisrael b'shem ha-mefarsh, they'd use the special name of Hashem. And the Gemara says the Shechina would rest upon the hands, the fingers of the Kohanim. That would also cause loss of eyesight. Because these are three different areas where it's some image of the Shechina. Looking at the Shechina causes an eyesight, causes a loss of eyesight. Now, by the way, that's why there's a big inyan, the Svarma Kadoshim talk about, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, one should dafka stare at the Ner Chanukah. One should look at the Ner Chanukah. Somehow there's an element of the Shechina that we're allowed to look at the Chanukah. The Gemara says in Shabbos that the menorah, the light of the menorah, was edus of the Shechina that was shower there. So Chanukah relates to this topic as well, but for us, Birchas Kohanim, you can't stare at the hands of the Kohanim because it's like the Shechina there. So the Shechina is present. So if the Shechina is present, we can now understand perhaps another reason why Kohanim should not wear shoes when doing Birchas Kohanim. Now granted, this Gemara sounds like only in the base of Migdash, when they say the Shema Mefarash. But even Begvulin, even in our shuls, it's at least a Ke'ein Deraisa. It's a little bit similar to it. So maybe we could suggest, you know why Kohanim take off their shoes when doing Birchas Kohanim? Because as we saw, number 8, Kol Makom She'ashchina Nigleis, Aser B'niyas Asana. Wherever the Shechina is present, wherever the Shechina is being exposed, such as Birchas Kohanim, you can't wear shoes because you want to draw in from the Kedusha. You want to let it inside from the bottom. That's in the shul during Birchas Kohanim, that's in the Beis HaMikdash, that's in places of Admas Kodesh. Look at the number 10, the Pasuk in Rus. Pasuk in Rus tells us that when Naomi, who lost her husband, Elimelech, was walking with her two daughters-in-law, Rus and Orpah, it says in the beginning of Rus, V'teitzem na'makom ashehayis ha'shama, that Naomi left that place where she was. V'shtei kalosea iman, her two daughters-in-law were with her. V'telachna b'derech l'shuv el Eretz Yehuda. And she went back to Eretz Yehuda. So she was in Chutz La'aretz, and she was being followed by her two daughters-in-law. Eventually Orpah would leave, and Rus would remain with Naomi, and that's the whole continuation of Megillas Rus. Either way, the Medrash comments, what does it mean, Vatelachna baderech l'shuv el Eretz? It should say, Vatelachna l'shuv el Eretz Yehuda. She went to Eretz Yehuda, to Eretz Yisrael. What's Vatelachna baderech? So, the Shoresh Yishai, I spelled it wrong, but it should be Shoresh Yishai there. This is the Perish, I'm going to fix it right now quickly, Perish of Rav Shlomo Alkabitz on the Megillah. Any comments if you look here, number 11. V'od sham, davar acher, the Medrash says, v'teilachna b'derech means, melamed sheholchos yechefos. That Naomi and her two daughters-in-law walked barefoot, v'gufan nogas baretz, and the bottom of their feet touched the ground. That's what means v'teilachna baderech, on the derech, they were dafka, they're mamish on the derech, mamish having the feet touch the ground. Why? Says Rav Alkabitz, v'zeh davar efsher, sheyidrash, we could perhaps explain. Now, Rabbeinu Yonah says the reason why is because barefoot is a type of tshuva. They're going through a process of tshuva. But Rav Shlomo Alkabitz says no. Efsher sheyidrash al haderech hanemar, kisuch al nefesh le'eret hakdosha. They had such a strong desire to be in Eretz Yisrael. Uba yechefos laharos otim hatshuka. They walked barefoot to show that they wanted to touch skin to skin, if you will. Skin to ground. To touch their feet mamish on the ground of Eretz Yisrael, because that's Admas Kodesh. Shoes are a separation. Normally we need a separation because the ground upon which we step is cursed until Mashiach comes. But when it's a place of Admas Kodesh, it's Kedusha. We want to get the Kedusha into our body through the bottom, through the feet. The Hamak Davar, the Tziv, connects this as well to the Indian of Chalitza. Chalitza, we know there's an Indian to take off the shoe, that the Yavam does not want to marry the Yavama, the Brun-law refuses to marry the sister-in-law, so there's a Chalitza, they take off the shoe. So the Tziv writes, number 12, Shal Nalecha Me'arag Lecha, in this week's parsha. Im ki adavar kipshuto, kemo she'asa b'niyas asanda b'beis ha-migdash. So you can't wear shoes in Beis HaMikdash. Kach kol makom gila shechina. You can't wear shoes wherever there's a gila shechina. That's why Moshe took off his shoes there. Mikol makom yesh bezek kavan nifla k'ein moshev nimsha. The Netziv says there's a beautiful, powerful, wondrous, deep meaning here. Ukechol advarim shinyane gashmim. Anything in gashmius is morin al inyani ruchnin. Teach us something biruchnius. He explains that kvar nisbar b'sefer devarim. I already explained sefer devarim, parshas kiseitze. Binyan chalitas minal shel hayavam. When they take off the shoe of the yavam, shu inyan his pashtus hagashmus. Taking off a shoe is symbolic of taking off the gashmus, the physical world we live in. Shlo yeh holech achar ratzon v'teva ha'adam klau. A person should not seek his own personal desires, his physical desires in the world. Kiim mufrash kulo l'shemayim. He should be completely designated and separate to Hashem. Kederech Adam Hamala Sheshemo Adam Vetzem Kemoshi Barnim Parashas Maisa Brachos. Fine. Mi be'inyan chalitas haminal eino ela l'sha. Chalitza, just for a moment, he takes off a shoe. Very quick. Basher she'ein kol adam mechuyav la'amor b'zeh ofen kol yamav. A person is not expected to be barefoot his entire life. We're not expected to remove ourselves from gashmis our entire life. We can't. That's not how we are created. V'lo kol adam zochelecha. At least for the mitzvah, when we're doing a mitzvah of davening, doing a mitzvah of shaking lulav, at least for that moment, to remove all gashmis from the world. If you want to really come closer to the Shechina, remove your shoe. Removing the shoe doesn't mean literally moving the shoe. It's figuratively of hainu levush hateva. Remove yourself from the world of the physical. That's how one comes closer. So the whole idea of taking off shoes is to come closer to the Ribono Shel Olam, to be davik by Hashem. So that means when coming to do mitzvahs, it means when standing in place at a kadosh, remove the shoes and connect to the kedusha. Now sometimes you have to have a block. Sometimes you have to have filter. Sometimes you have to separate from that which is cursed. But sometimes you have opportunities to remove the shoes and to come closer to kedusha. So Yaakov Avinu, whose name came from Okev, right, the heel, the bottom of the foot. Yaakov was from the low, he was from the bottom of the foot. He was the last of the Avos. And we have this when he was fighting with the Sar Shel Esav. The Gemara tells in Chulin Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph, Melamed Shehelu Avak Mraglosam Ad Kisi HaKavod. When they were fighting, Yaakov was wrestling and struggling with the Malach of Esav, there was dust, the ground itself, the dirt, the dust came up, went all the way up to Kisi HaKavod. Powerful thing. Sometimes in life, we feel that we are the ground. We feel that we are the dust. We are the dirt. We are the bottom. And we're so far from Kisi HaKavod. There's no Kedusha here. But sometimes a person has to realize that even the dust could come all the way up. Sometimes you take off the shoes and you connect to the ground. That ground is Admas Kodesh. You could elevate it. And that's exactly the Panim Yafos writes in number 14. He quotes this Gemara, Hainu Shamu Chazal, Shehelu Avak Ad Kisa Kavod. The dust, the dirt, the ground, which seemingly is cursed, it's dirty, it's disgusting, it's filthy, it's able to reach the Kisa Kavod. And the Panim Yafos says, that's you and I. It's what the Gemara in Yuma tells us, Daf Pevav, Gedola Tshuva Shemagas Ad Kisa Kavod. So great, so powerful is Tshuva, that's able to reach the Kisa Kavod. That's what it means. When the avak, when the dust, when the dirt reaches it, you're able to come to Kisei HaKavod. So sometimes we're zochah to be in a place where it's Admas Kodesh. The Shechina is there, we take off our shoes to connect to the Shechina. But sometimes we're not zochah to do that. And we feel like there's no Kedusha. I feel like it's just dust and dirt. But if we imagine, if we come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can remove our shoes anyways. We want to be roti l'skarev l'Hashem l'Shechina. And we have to really believe that that dirt, that dust, our own neshamas that feel sometimes like afar, v'efer, can reach the Kisei HaKavod. Shehelu avak al Kisei HaKavod. So we should be inspired by this week's parsha, Moshe Benu, that it's possible to find that Shechina, to find the Admas Kodesh wherever we go, and we should be zolcha to that day, as we saw earlier from the B'nai Saschar, that the day of Tisha B'Av is the birth of Mashiach. We don't wear shoes because we know that when Mashiach is brought into the world, Mashiach is revealed to us, the entire world will be full of bracha. Every area, every Adama will no longer have the curse from Adonai Rishon, yet it will be full of bracha. We should be zochah to see that day soon. Amen v'amen.